Tyler, this is your wedding suit. I just realized. This is your wedding tie. Yeah. This is the tie you guys got me for the wedding. No. Do what? I know. Held up well. I'm glad you're here today. Happy Mother's Day. Gentlemen, don't nod your heads. That's right. It's not about you. Not about you. Families. Visitors. We're very thankful that our Father in Heaven has brought you all together today. It is good to see Him and to sing to Him and give thanks to Him, because you and I all showed up at different places. You and I all showed up at different times. But we all showed up, and God is good. God is good. If you're having an awesome day, God is good. If you're struggling, God is good. God is good. And that is such a blessing to know that God is so consistent for us, because you and I are. We're like this. We're up and down. We have great days. We have horrible days. We get it right, and it feels so good, and we miss the mark, and it feels so bad. And God is good. God is good. So today we get to worship His name. We get to remember what Jesus has done and the price that was paid to bring us near to God. And then we're going to take a look at some scripture this morning, be encouraged. And I'm going to do something a little different. I don't usually do this, but we're going to read a biblical homage to mothers. So, happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Let's go to our Father in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for today. We thank You for all the blessings that You have shown us, all the blessings that You continue to provide and rain down upon us every day. And Lord, today we thank You for mothers. We thank You for all the ways that we see You in them. We thank You for the wonderful, amazing, tireless work that they do for their kids and for their families. And we thank You, Father, for allowing us to see Your mercy in their words, in their face, and in their actions. So I ask today, Lord, that Your blessings will be upon them, that You will remind their hearts that their work is not in vain, that You will remind their hearts that their efforts in Your eternal kingdom are going to have great reward and ramification because of the love and the lessons that they teach their kids. Father, we thank You for all the mothers we have here at Sunrise. We thank You for all the mothers that we've had. And we just thank You for this special blessing that You have given us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have been here for a while or know me at all, you know that this is kind of different. I'm not a big holiday sermon guy. Some years come up to we worship Jesus. We don't even know it was Mother's Day or Father's Day or any of those other things, because it's a good day to worship God. But today we're going to do something a little different. Don't sweat. God's still the focus. But what we're going to do is we're going to see mom and what God says and does. And to me, this was pretty powerful, pretty fun, and it was just good to see the glory of God in mom's face and in mom's words and in mom's touch and in mom's care. All right. Moms, and again, I'll use them interchangeably. One's shorter than the other. Moms, you're amazing. You're just flat out amazing. I had a mom, and then I was blessed with a mother-in-law, and I was blessed with a stepmother. I've had a plethora. More than my fair share, one might say. Yeah, God is good. God is good. Moms, you are amazing. Your work, your work. I can't imagine who I would be if not for the tireless mercy that my mother showed me as a child. Just the patience. The patience to put up with my thick skull and taking a long time to learn the same lessons she tried to teach me day by day. I can't imagine where I would be if not for the patience that she showed when, I got mouthy, talked back to her. I can't imagine how many times she put her sword back in its place, refused to cut my ear off in the garden. Mercy is wonderful and a great gift in moms. And if you have a mother, today's a good time to be thankful for them. And here's the thing that we're going to see in God's Word today is, this is what I notice in my experience and from experience from others, that dad usually has a shorter fuse, right? Dad's got a shorter fuse. Dad can be set off a little easier, right? Because, he's got things on his mind, and he's just got all these other things, so everything at the house should be calm and quiet and peaceful, and dad may, pop off a little faster. And mom's got a fuse. Mom's got a fuse that it just seems like it keeps on going, like you're not going to get to the end. But here's the thing. At the end of that wonderfully long fuse of patience that mothers are blessed with, once it gets to the end, it's hot. It's hot. Well, this morning, what we're going to see is in the Old Testament, there's a book dedicated to mothers. It's Zephaniah. Find it. Zephaniah. I know some of you are sitting there going, oh yeah, nice try, Michael. Mothers and Zephaniah. Well, it's there. It's there. Zephaniah. It's the first Z book, not the second one. It's a short one. Three chapters. Zephaniah was a prophet during the time of the reign of Josiah. Three chapters. The message is real simple. Judah, you done messed up. Your enemies? Oh yeah. I got their number two. But you're going to come back to me. And it's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. That's the message. That's the message of Zephaniah. And as we go through here, God sounds an awful lot like my mother. And if you recognize your mother in some of these words, great. Great. But help me appreciate mom, wife, and all of our mothers to hear her come through. And it really, really reinforced, because we get a lot of, we do. In the world and from different sources, we hear a lot of people saying a lot of things about God. And a lot of people have a hard time connecting with God because, whether their own relationship with their fathers or, just the masculine side of it. And this is a good reminder. God created them, both male and female. God created them. God knows. God knows. And so it shouldn't surprise us when some of the things that God says or God does matches some of that patience and mercy that mom shows. All right, so as we go through this, I'm going to read some verses. I'm just going to go through the three chapters. And I'm going to see if you can relate and you've heard your mom say some of these things. Great. If not, look out. Or moms, you may find yourself directly in the scriptures this morning. You may find yourself, hey, I know that feeling, and I've said those words, but I found mom all throughout Zephaniah. Zephaniah chapter 1. Zephaniah chapter 1 verse 2, God is upset. You know that long fuse? Zephaniah, we're at the end of the fuse, okay? The fuse has burned. We're there. It's go time. In verse 2 of chapter 1, God says, I will utterly sweep away everything from the face of the earth, declares the Lord. I heard my mom. I brought you into this world, and I will take you out of it. I caught that one. Chapter 1, verse 7. Be silent before the Lord God. For the day of the Lord is near. The Lord has prepared a sacrifice and consecrated his guests. Don't you talk back to me. Shut your mouth.
Ugh.
If you ever struggled with your mouth getting you in trouble, you may have heard that. You may have heard that. Staying in chapter 1, verse 14. Family favorite, right? Family favorite. I'll read the verse. You see if you can see where I'm going with this. The great day of the Lord is near, near and hastening fast. The sound of the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty man cries aloud there. You wait till your father gets home. It's coming. It's coming. I remember that. I remember, and I'll just tell it myself. I don't know if I've told this story or not. My mother used to spank me. I remember one of the saddest days of my life where I outgrew my mother's spankings. I had a good thing going, didn't realize it. I was feeling myself, and I earned it. And my mom spanked me, and I turned around and I said, "Is that all you got?" Hoo-wee! You guys know what's happening next, right? I was a young teenager, and I was feeling myself. And she wanted to bring down the punishment, well deserved, I assure you. She didn't yell, she didn't cry. Oh, it was the worst. She got quiet. Mm-hmm. Mom gets quiet, right? Woo! That's scary time right there. She got quiet. She left the room. What do I do with this? I'm in trouble. She left first. We're in new territory here. I don't know what's going on. So, I gave her a second and walked out there. I said, "We good, Mom? I mean, everything okay?" She said, "I won't spank you ever again." What? Again, young teenage brain, I think this is a victory. I thought I got the W that day. I was like, that's all it took? I just had to stand up to you? I just had to assert my young male dominance? Is that this is it? Is this what becoming a man feels like? She said, "Your father will take care of punishment from now on." What? She said, "I will never spank you again." Well, Mom, I think if you just try it again, I think, were you using your left hand? Let's just switch hands. Let's take a better stance. I think, Mom, if you try again, I really think you can get there. Nope. I will not spank you again. Your father will take care of that duty from now on. So, young men, careful. Careful. That's a tough lesson. That's a tough lesson. So I know that one. The day of the Lord's coming. You wait till your father gets home. Whew. And it did. And I felt it. I felt it. All right, chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 1. So, first chapter, God is calling Judah out for their lack of faith. And again, it's the same biblical story over and over again. God says, "I've given you everything." And everybody's not grateful. And they just say, "No thanks. We're just going to go do our own thing." Finally, God has enough. And he says, "Yeah, you need to come back over here. This is where you belong." And just like a good mom that tries to give us that growth and that independence, but reels us in when we get out of line. Chapter 2 is focused upon the enemies. Chapter 2 is focused upon the consequences of a nation's acts. And in chapter 2, verse 1, I hear Mom, "Gather together. Yes, gather, O shameless nation. Before the decree takes effect, before the day passes away like chaff." Get over here. Sometimes Mom had to call you over here, right? She's not going to come to where you are. You are going to come to where she's standing. She didn't do anything wrong. She doesn't need to walk. She's good right here. Get over here. Get over here. And then again, sometimes when we did something silly, we did something obstinate, we disobeyed our families or our mom's rules, and we disappointed our parents, a lot of times we'd look around and go, but they were doing it, right? Everybody else, but they were doing it. I couldn't find this one, but I really appreciated this when Mom said, "Yeah, well, I'm not their mother. I'm your mother. And this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. In chapter 2, verse 8, I've heard the taunts of Moab and the revilings of the Ammonites, how they have taunted my people and made boasts against their territory. Mom says, I don't care if everyone else was doing it. It doesn't matter. Therefore, as I live, declares the Lord of hosts in verse 9, the God of Israel, Moab shall become like Sodom and the Ammonites like Gomorrah, a land possessed by nettles and salt pits and a waste forever. The remnant of my people shall plunder them, and the survivors of my nation shall possess them. You don't understand what you're experiencing now, but your enemies, they're going to be destroyed. Okay? I don't care if everybody else is doing it. That's not you. That's not how I'm raising you. That's not how we taught you. Because I don't want you to be destroyed. Your enemies are going to be destroyed, and you're going to come out on top because you had a mother who cared about you and loved you enough to teach you right from wrong. Sound familiar? Yeah. That's why we're thankful today. That's why we're thankful to have those lessons ingrained in us constantly, because we forget. We, like Israel, we forget. We're like everybody else. We fall away. We do our own thing. We think we got it figured out. We think we can take a day or a week without the Lord's direction. But God is sure to let his people know your enemies aren't going to last. So there's no use following after them, and there's no use being afraid of them. Them is not who you need to be afraid of. All right? All right, brings us back to chapter 3. Back to chapter 3, God's going to bring the focus back on specifically Jerusalem. You remember Judah at the beginning. Judah's the southern part of the whole nation of Israel. Jerusalem's capital city. And so now he comes back to Jerusalem. And in chapter 3, he is going to bring it back to his people and describe some of the suffering they're going to go through. But like Mom, we're going to see how things end. Chapter 3, verse 5. See if you can hear Mom. The Lord within her is righteous. He does no injustice. Every morning he shows forth justice. Each dawn he does not fail. But the unjust knows no shame. You can hear her, right? I do everything for you. And this is how you're going to treat me. That's the one I caught there. All right. Doesn't get any better in verse 8. Here's a good one. Therefore, wait for me, declares the Lord, for the day when I rise up to seize the prey, for my decision is to gather nations to assemble kingdoms and pour out upon them my indignation. Go to your room. I'll be there in a minute. I didn't understand that as a kid. I thought, you know, if I really am being bad right now, I deserve attention immediately. I learned later the go to your room was so that they could calm down and not discipline me out of anger, but out of love. So the go to the room is everybody's chance to let's remove a little bit of the emotion at the time, and then we'll come together. So when I'm swinging, it's not going to be out of hatred. It's going to be out of love. It's going to be out of love. Verse 9. Oh, now, I didn't get this one specifically. I won't ask you to raise your hand, but I'm sure a couple of you got this. For at that time, I will change the speech of the peoples to a pure speech. What was Mom's threat there? What? Wash your mouth out with soap. Anybody get the soap treatment? Okay, all right, good. We can relate. I never got the soap treatment. The foul language was not really, that wasn't my thing. Again, bowing up to my mother, that was my thing. So, you know, I never got the soap treatment. But here's what God says: I'm going to clean your mouth out. You don't even know the right words to say. You don't even know the good things, the good ways to use your mouth. But don't worry, I can clean that up too. I will wash your mouth out with soap. Next is verse 12. Chapter 3, verse 12. But I will leave you But I will leave in your midst a people humble and lowly. They shall seek refuge in the name of the Lord, those who are left in Israel. They shall do no injustice and speak no lies, nor shall there be found in their mouth a deceitful tongue. I can just hear Mom say, we are not going to do that ever again, are we? We are not going to say that again, are we? That's not what we do, and that's not what we say. That's right. I agree. I hear you. I get it. I get it. All right. Chapter 13, the second half. The punishment has come. The day is done. For they shall graze and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Let's go ahead and brush our teeth and get ready for bed. All right. And then in verse 14, sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. You brush your teeth. You got ready for bed. Yes, you got grounded or you got spankings or whatever it was. You were in trouble. But we are going to bed. The day is done and we are going to say our prayers just like every other night. Mom's wisdom is in that. You don't just pray together when everybody's happy, right? Because it becomes ingrained. That's only something I have to do if everything's smooth. That's only something that we do together when you're not mad at me or when I didn't mess up. Because I'm going to mess up. And so Mom says, yeah, we're going to pray together. Or here's, you know, again, I know it's not Dad's day. My dad was more diabolical. You can imagine what his punishment was. The sting of the spanking wasn't so bad. It's the sting of the hug afterwards. Yeah. See, you guys just accept his hugs, and you see why I cringe every time, because that bear hug was preceded with a spanking, and it was just, for me, it was a hug of, all love, all love. All right, we're not going to go to bed, we're not going to do that again, we're going to brush your teeth, we're going to pray together. We are still going to do the things that we know are right to do. And then in verse 15, the Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. And Mom, we can hear her say, I forgive you. I love you. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Second half of the verse. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. The day is done. We had a hard lesson. Words were said. Things were done. It wasn't fun. But everything's going to be okay. You're going to go to bed. You're going to rest. You're going to get a good night's sleep. I'm in the other room. I'm still here if you need me. I love you. Let's put this down. Whew. I couldn't help but hear Mom and all that. Then Josh read for us in Psalm 145. So if you're taking notes, there you go, Zephaniah. Zephaniah. See Mom all over the place. And then in Psalm 145, the things that we see God do for us in verse 8, the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. God loves us so much, He is slow to anger, just like Mom. He's slow to anger. And He's filled with grace. He's filled with mercy. God treats us better than we deserve. Moms, I know, you treat your kids better than they deserve. Verse 9, the Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. Now, as much, kids, and this lesson's for you, as much as you like to look at Mom and say, I know you love them more. No, she doesn't. She loves you all the same. Just sometimes some of you deserve different things at different times, right? But Mom loves everybody. Mom loves everybody. Some days we just make it harder for us to be the favorite. So kids, you can work on that. Let's see. Verse 11. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds. It was always impressive when Mom taught you a lesson about Jesus, wasn't it? Wasn't it always impressive when Mom just kind of brought that back to Scripture? and said, this is why we do this, or this is what's important in this situation, because here's what God is doing. It was always a wonderful thing. So just like we as men choose godly women to be wives, also you women become godly mothers and continue to point your children into the light of Jesus. Verse 14, the Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. Whew. Who picked you up when you scraped your knee? Who gave it kisses, right? I don't know, what is that? Mom's kisses are like filled with lidocaine or, you know, I'm not sure. But it worked, didn't it? All right? I scraped my knee, got a kiss. Well, it didn't hurt. I scraped my elbow. It's amazing. It's amazing. She always picks us up. Verse 15. The eyes of all look to you, and oh, you give them their food in due season. Hey, kids, when you're hungry, who are you yelling for? Dad? Oh, yeah? Whew. Boy, not in our house. Not in our house. Yeah? Oh, my boys, just like the dogs. They don't say a word. Mom can be at work. She can be out shopping. She can be gone all afternoon. The dogs don't bother me, just like the boys never bothered me. The minute Mom walks inside the door, Mom, we're dying. We're so hungry. Do we have anything to eat in the house? I always told Sonny that was, you know, it was good training. It was good training. They just know. They just know. If they came to me with those needs, I'd say, well, you're as close to the kitchen as I am. And my cooking skills are not fantastic, so whatever you can do. So they would just think about other things until Mom got home, and then their stomachs would somehow just drop out the bottom, and they'd be totally, totally empty. All eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. If you need something, who are you going to? Mom. That's right. I don't know how many pockets are in those purses, but she's got it. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. A peppermint, piece of gum, a Band-Aid, a sewing needle, I don't know, a taser. Whatever the occasion calls for, Mom's got it. Mom's got it. Oh, 18. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. Again, middle of the night, who usually wakes up first when the baby's crying? Middle of the night, who's usually the first to get out of bed when the child has gotten sick and they call out? It's Mom, isn't it? Yeah. For some reason, God blessed dads with this wonderful ability to sleep through a lot of things. Now again, if we heard glass shatter, I mean, if there was a note of protection in the situation, I mean, if we heard the front door kicked in, we're there. But, you know, when the kids are like, we're not attuned to that frequency, I don't think. But Mom hears, Mom takes care of it. He fulfills the desire of those who fear Him in verse 19. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. So in verse 21, it ends like this. This story of God's mercy, much like Mom, my mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. If you're a kid in here today and you got a mom, today's a good day to thank her. Good day to remember all that she has done for you and all that she does for you. Moms, if you're a mom in here, thank you. Thank you for having the mercy of God. Thank you for being there and doing all that you do. Because we get to see the love and the power of God in your lives and in your actions. If you're married to a mom, that's a good thing to appreciate. It's a good thing to appreciate all that she does and all that she has done. All right. That's it. My gifts, Mom. Sunny saw my notes and she said, "That's it?" And I said, "Happy Mother's Day." So, short and sweet. Moms, we love you. We thank you. And it's really good to see the light of God and the love of Jesus in your lives. So, if your mom hadn't told you, and I'm sure she has, but if your mom hadn't told you, life, eternal, forgiveness, it's only coming through Jesus. The only reason your mom can forgive you all those times after you mess up over and over is because of Jesus. And if you need to become a Christian, if you need to follow Jesus, we invite you to start that today. And if you are and you're enjoying it, let's keep our eyes on Jesus. Let's remember the light that we are blessed with. So if you need to respond for anything, if we can serve you in any way today, let us know.